right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Bird.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Look at, guys, if you're listening and you're like, you know what, I wish I could see them, then you're going to want to hop on over to the Patreon, because we are also recording this episode. It's already up if you're hearing this.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/middlechildren. I'm sporting, I think, a gorgeous orange wig.
Yeah. You are sporting like somebody reinventing themselves.
I feel like I look like the mom in The Borrowers. Do you know that movie?
Yes!
Arietti.
She's iconic. Where is that woman?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Fall from Grace, I would assume.
Yeah, I miss her.
And Jesse is dressed for what some might say a holiday concert.
I know, I really am.
And I love
Me
it.
Me too. I was like, it's the holidays and with a touch of death.
With a touch of death.
You know what I'm saying?
Which you need.
You need that.
Always. A touch of death is important.
No, I love like, oh God, that's the fall where I'm like, I'm a witch 24/7. You know what I mean? Do you know what I saw last night? Into the Woods.
How was it?
So good. Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, is she? I'm like, I can't keep up. You know?
I know.
I don't know Into the Woods.
Oh.
Like, obviously I know of it and stuff, but I don't like know the songs and stuff.
It's very good.
Is that the one that's like, tell the tale of Sweeney Todd? Ooh.
No. This is the one that Meryl Streep was
in. Sweeney Todd.
That was Sweeney Todd, I think, that you did. But she was in it, and it's like, Into the Woods, da 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 da. And like, there's such a, it's very like, am I a musical theater person? Not really with what I'm about to say, but it's like very West Side Story vibes with like, you know, when there's like six songs happening at the same time. I like love when that happens, where it's like such a great job with like introduction of characters. Like it's very like Wicked in the sense that it's like fairy tales, but like retold and like the backstory of it. And it's very, a lot of lessons to pull. I'll tell you that. And they're not all fun lessons. They're lessons that you leave going, huh? There's one song that's like, sometimes people leave you halfway through the woods, and it's all about death. And like during that song in the audience, you just heard like like so much crying, and you're like, okay, we're all feeling it. We all know the metaphor, and everyone's taking a different thing from it. So it's a really good show.
Who else is in it?
So Sarah Bareilles, and then Philippa Sue. Saying that wrong.
Oh, Philippa Sue.
She wasn't actually.
No, you're saying it.
She wasn't in it for us. We had the understudy.
Oh no.
Yeah, but
she was in Hamilton.
Yes, she was in Hamilton. I'm sure she would have been fabulous at the part. My number one was Sarah Bareilles. So I was like, if I had to choose one, I choose Sarah. And then I love an understudy's
moment.
Well,
you know my famous Sarah Bareilles story. I've told this before.
Waitress.
Remember this?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That you saw her in Waitress.
No. Oh. That I had seen Waitress. I saw Waitress on Broadway literally 5 times.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I saw it twice. And then my friend for my birthday surprised me with tickets for it when Sarah Bareilles was in it. And it was the only show that she was not in.
Ugh.
So I do still feel a little slighted. And then right after that, I was with my friend Kelly Quinn, and she was like, this was obviously way before COVID.
Yeah.
We're talking 5 years ago. And we were supposed to go to an improv show. And I was like, I'm going home. I can't go to another fucking improv show. And so then I went. And then she texted me while I was sitting on the train being like, Sarah Bareilles is sitting in front of me, directly in front of me at like the Pit.
No.
Because her sister is like in the improv world.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough. To Sarah Bareilles' sister, girl, come on the pod. We're here for you. that's an honorary middle if I've ever heard.
It's got to be tough.
My God, what was I watching? Was it when I was watching Fight Club? And before you make fun, just hear me out. There's a line in it that's like, there's this line that I gasped where it was like, it was about how all the people there, they're like, are clearly middle children. And I was like, what a shout out. Like, what a shout out. But Sarah Bareilles was great. And I also love an understudy's story which, like, the girl who came in for Philippa Sue, is that she, you know, we all knew that no one's happy that she's got such a hard place to be.
She has a hard task,
and she knew it, and I thought she did a great job. So
that was how I felt about the girl. I mean, let's face it, in Waitress too, like, I'm like, that is the reason people are there,
right?
And I think that, who was it that just went to a show? Oh my god, I just saw someone's Insta story, and they went to a show and the lead wasn't there and they got their money back.
Oh.
And I think the rule is they have to give you your money back if the name of the actor is bigger than the name of the show.
That makes sense.
On the thing. So if it says like Sarah Bareilles in Waitress, then they have to give you your money back because they're advertising it as like,
for this reason.
But I love the girl that I saw that when she was in Waitress, she was great. But listen, you're never going to win everybody.
You're never going to win everybody. And I love a fighting story. I really do. I love a struggle and I love an underdog. And everyone it was a hot crowd. Everyone was so excited about the show. It was also really minimalist, which was fun. I didn't hate that. Mm-hmm. And, everyone was just excited. So I'm happy for that girl. Wherever she is, kudos.
Can I tell you that I wish that I had seen Funny Girl.
With Beanie?
With Beanie, because apparently I didn't understand that she had been fired. I thought she quit. She was fired because she's so bad, is what is being said.
Yeah.
I think that I read some reviews that were like,
yeah, the reviews weren't good.
I read Katie Ruth Ashcraft wrote like a long thing about it, and she's a very nice person. So it was very like logical review of like, it has to be a very special person. Like, let's face it, Lea Michele sucks as a person, but who doesn't want to watch Lea Michele belt out some fucking notes, you know?
She's ready for the role. Now, I don't know if I'm going to support her though, because I just don't think that. I'm at the place where I'm like, I don't know. I vote nice over talent for me.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, totally. It's just
hard to find that type of grit with someone who has nothing to lose, you know, and has lost exactly. everything. And I get it.
Can you imagine the first night she's in that show singing Don't Rain on My Fucking Parade?
Yeah. And everyone's like, And Jane Lynch was like, peace. And it's like, there's drama everywhere. And everybody knows that.
And everybody knows
Everybody knows it. How have you been?
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
What was the question, Your Honor?
Everybody cries. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Good, good. Don't give me more than that.
No, I'm trying to think. Honestly, just like nothing's been going on.
Nothing's going on. What do you have anything? I think about, I'm like, is there anything like coming up? Anything that's like hot to trot coming up?
No. That's, I'm just like feeling, I'm like, no, nothing. I don't really have anything exciting on the agenda. And so.
That'll do it.
I'm like, I mean, listen, I'm not, I know things will arise. Things will come up. But the past couple weeks, it's just been slow city.
And it's like, maybe there's A, something to celebrate in that, or B, like, listen, I'm a slow slut. Does that make sense? Sometimes I'm like, God, I need an excuse to go slower and to not move. And then it rains and I'm like,
calling yourself a slow slut kind of sounds like you're a dumb whore.
I am. But it's like, I love going slow. I love slow mornings. I love slow days. I love, like, if I ever have a really busy week, I'm like, if I don't have 4 days of absolute rest and baths and no one talking to me, I can't recoup.
I do like that as well, but I also do like some busy
days in between. So then the question is, it's like, I'm also a pro at like making myself busy without being, you know, where I'm like, oh, I'm busy with nothing important, but busy nonetheless. So it's like, or you do something to celebrate yourself. That's the time to travel when it's slow. That's the time to shop when it's slow. That's the time to bang when it's slow.
to bang?
To get bangs.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said to bang, but I'm afraid of getting monkeypox. So, you know, who knows what's going on? I need to get the vaccine. We all need to get the vaccine, I guess.
When's the monkey? I don't want to talk. Okay, because I'll stress out about the monkey.
The vaccine's out.
It's out? Where do you get it?
You have to sign up. The only way you can really get monkeypox is through, like, contact. So, like, prolonged physical contact.
So it's like hooking up and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. God.
I mean, Jesus. Is the short answer yes.
I don't.
But anyway.
Anyway. Okay.
How's Jesse? What? So I'm trying to think of what else is going on with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah. I'm thriving. I am. There's a horizon of hope happening, which I love. About to, like, get started on a big project that I'm really excited about.
I know. I'm excited for you and for you. The masses.
Exactly. The masses. I have a wedding coming up in September, my friend's wedding, which I have to figure out the details. But I said, okay, she's going to DC. Last time she was there, she was a different person. Isn't that nice?
I have a wedding on the 13th. Oh, I guess I do have some things coming up. I have a wedding on the 13th. I'm going to Lady Gaga on the 11th.
Oh, my God. You're going on September 11th?
August.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you? I don't know what day it is. I don't know what month it is. I literally thought September was next.
Did you forget about the month of August?
How humiliating. Well, all week I've been like, I can't believe it's almost August. I can't believe it's almost August, to the point where it became, I can't believe it's August.
I can't believe it's almost September.
And so then it became, I can't believe it's almost September. Because as you know, I'm a Virgo and September is my time to shine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, I would be happy if I woke up at the end of September.
Wake me up when September ends.
Literally, wake me up when September
okay.
ends.
Okay. Wow.
Because, I mean, like, from now until then, I'm over summer.
Well, I mean, yeah, summer is, I'm...
Although you can wake me up for Lady Gaga.
Absolutely. And then put
and
me
then
back to
I'll
bed.
Fall back asleep.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
So, we were supposed to, this is the Chromatica Ball, so it was supposed to happen August 2020.
Oh.
And so this is the rescheduled...
Everyone's had a lot of time to think about it and a lot of time to get rehyped. So exactly. That's exciting. And Gaga, I'm sure, is incredible in concert.
Yeah, I've seen her a couple times before.
Wow,
I'm very excited.
That's nice. A reunion for you too.
One of few people who I'll go to concerts for.
Yeah, yeah. Which I love.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, concerts, I can't.
I can't with concerts.
No, but...
But for Gaga, yeah, I get so stressed about concerts.
They're stressful.
They're so stressful. And, like, you know, maybe for Lizzo in, like, a really small venue. But
I'm going to Lizzo in October.
Ah, good. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
I saw her pre-pandemic and it was fun.
Me too.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not a concert gal. And my boyfriend was saying, because he's like a music person. As most men who, you know.
But I bet his concerts aren't the same as the concert. Like
you know, they're not.
They're smaller, vibe different.
I don't know what. I think they're like, I don't even know. I mean, I've heard some. It's just more like if I'm going to be in a crowded area, I better be for a female icon.
Exactly.
You know, I can't muster the energy. And that's the only time that I'm like, should I do Molly? Like, I'm literally like, what drug should I be on? Because I'm going to be so panicked on the inside.
Well, I did Molly, actually, when I saw Lizzo
last time. And was it a success?
Oh, it was a major success. So fun. But things have changed since then.
Things
so
have changed.
I don't have the same reactions.
Yeah.
My brain chemistry is completely different than
that's
before
the
pandemic.
I'm like, is Molly an upper?
Yes.
Oh, everybody. I've never done Molly.
It's a super upper, but it's like the ultimate upper.
I haven't done.
That's what it is.
I feel like I sound and I act as if I have done more drugs.
It takes serotonin, all the serotonin in your brain,
yeah.
blasts it through at the same time. So you're just living. But then the next like 3 days, you just absolutely want to jump off of a fucking bridge.
See, I can't do I can't do something that has a post downer.
Oh, major. The worst of the
Oh,
posts.
See, I can't do that. I don't think the up is worth it if for the next 3 days I'm
no,
I'm trying to
it's
yeah.
Not.
claw my way out of a window, or I'm sitting in a bathtub just contemplating who I am, what I am, and the decisions I've made, mm-hmm. you know?
That's the vibe.
I don't like that vibe. It's not good for me.
Yeah.
It's not the one for me.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And I'm sorry to those who do Molly for that reason alone.
For that, yeah. But anyway, I don't know that that many people do it. Like, I feel like I'm old even talking about it. I feel like it's like when people talk about Quaaludes. I don't even know what it is.
Wow. I guess, yeah. I've never known too much about drugs.
What do you have coming up on the agenda?
Well, so the wedding, which I guess isn't much, but it's like a semi-trip. And it could be fun. You never know. And I mean, I'll figure out what I'm wearing. And it's a good friend that I went to Israel with when I was 16.
Oh, birthright.
It was actually a 6-week program called Nifty. But it was very fun. It was my first time leaving the country. The first time I got the old bugaroo, if you will. It was the first time a guy was interested in me, which I obviously pretty much tried to keep him at bay the whole trip. Because I was petrified for my life. Absolutely petrified.
Did you hook up?
No. Well, first of all, not hook up is like, I did not do, like, I mean, I was more just like trying to avoid his kiss the whole time.
I thought you were into it.
I did. I was just scared.
Got it. Still, I get it.
It was all fear. I did really like him. I just was scared for my life.
I wonder what he's doing.
I know.
I hope he's well.
I hope he's well. I'm sure he is. His name was Jacob. He was very sweet.
Oh, Jacob. That's a hot name.
It was a hot name, and he had like a buzz cut. You know what I mean? And he was just really sweet. Like, he was so sweet.
Not sweet enough, apparently.
Well, it was just, I was again just scared for my life.
Should we do improv?
Let's do improv. I love that.
I'm like in a mood.
Mood to do improv, and I refuse to not be in the mood to do it.
I just looked up a generator, okay?
I love
and
that.
It says the scenario is person A thinks person B is having an affair with his or her wife or husband.
Okay. How have you been? Oh
my God.
I was about to say, my God. Wow.
I was going to say, my God, it's Marsha Hand Puppets.
Marsha Hand Puppets. And
it's so good to see you.
Clorox Bleach. I cannot believe, Clore,
yeah,
that you have been.
I go by Clorox.
Is it
now,
Clorox fully? Now?
I go, well, it's always been Clorox, but I just don't shorten
it. Oh my God, Clorbor.
No.
That was high school. No. When, that's right. I forgot about that.
Actually, I've been trying out Roxy.
How's that going?
As the name.
Just you pulled it from the air kind of thing?
No, Roxy, like Clorox.
Yeah.
Roxy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't think it's pulled from the air.
No.
Do you think it seems?
No, I think when I think of a Roxy, I just think of like such a different person.
What do you mean?
Just somebody who's like, you know, Roxy.
I think of someone with flair. Someone fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Me.
Oh, but that and that's how you identify for your, yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, okay. How are things with your husband?
Oh my God. With Ben? Ben and I are, yeah, we're doing really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why? How? Why do you?
Oh, I just had heard that maybe things were going a little sour. I ran into Ben at PetSmart.
You did. That's interesting since we don't have a pet.
Oh, well, he said he was picking up. I hope I didn't spoil a gift.
A leash?
But I'm a manager. Well, it was mostly collars. Yeah, it was 4 collars and then also 4 leashes of the chain variety. I don't know though what it could be for.
Well,
although, you know, he's very handsome. I always thought that ever since we were in high school together. I always said if it wasn't that you faked that pregnancy junior year and really latched on to him, I could have had a much different life.
Well,
indeed.
It It wasn't a fake. Okay. It was a not completed pregnancy. And that's still a very sensitive subject.
Well, he says that it never existed.
Well, Ben and I, I'm sure you know, decided to do an open thing.
He likes Benjamin. He also mentioned that. Oh, you're open.
We were open. We opened up our relationship this summer. And then we both decided that it just wasn't working for us. And
does he know that?
Yeah, he does.
Well, listen, marriage is really hard. You know, I tried it out, what, four times?
Yeah, it never worked, did it?
It didn't work out with me and Peter. Remember Peter? He went to prison. It didn't work out with me and Andrew. He ended up being gay.
Well, he was gay, right?
He was gay. When I was dating your dad there for a bit.
That was a tough time.
That was so fun for me. He has money. I never knew because of the way you dress and the way that you carry yourself that
wow.
You came from money. And I said, you're Mr. Hand Pockets?
Yeah, well.
His dick was small though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like to mooch off other people, which I know is the way you've pretty much survived. But yeah, for me, it's more about earning my own.
I wouldn't say mooch off people. I run a business
of PetSmart. Absolutely.
I'm the general manager of the PetSmart,
which is such a
prestigious
job.
What do you do?
I'm a influencer. You know that.
Who do you influence?
My followers.
Sorry, I don't follow you.
Oh, my followers.
Oh, do you have a lot?
I do.
How many?
I'm ticking 150K.
Oh, wow.
And ticking. Tick, tick, tick.
And how
tick.
Many of those did you buy?
So I'm just going to ask because I feel like there is a weird sort of like tension in the air. And I'm assuming that when Ben went on his slut spree, you were a part of that collective.
Well, that's half the truth. Yeah.
What's the other half of the truth?
Exactly. When did you expect his slut spree to end?
I think it's ending.
I don't think it is. He told me that he wants to marry me.
No.
He told me that he's never had pussy as good as mine.
Is he talking about the cats at the Petco?
Oh.
Because I know he has mentioned that you do have beautiful cats, and he's been asking me if we could get a pussy cat.
Oh, so he's been talking. I think that's his kink. He likes to talk about it in front of you.
The cat.
I think it's a double entendre. Do you not think he told me that that you two weren't even like serious anymore?
We're still married, so that makes it, I mean, under the law and just the eyes of God, pretty serious, but who am I to say? Here's the thing, Clorbor. I really do think
it's Roxy.
Absolutely. That it would be best if you kept your distance from Benjamin, if you will, and sort of just stuck to the bitches in the kennel. That makes sense.
Did you like your daughter's new dress when she came home from school yesterday?
I didn't notice. It was new.
Oh, well, it was just a little gift from me, so I was thinking maybe you'd notice.
Oh.
I gave it to him to give to her. I haven't met her, if I'm being honest.
Okay, good.
Well, this has been nice.
This has been nice. It really has. You know, I obviously wish you to find a relationship that actually sticks. I do. I really want that for you. And I want you to continue to really make that Petco one that people can count on for their animal needs.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. I will not see you at home later.
Absolutely.
And scene.
Oh, that's tense.
That felt so tense, didn't it? That felt sad.
I was sad.
I felt sad for both of them.
I was sad for both of them.
Yeah, that was a hard
one. That's a hard one. Gosh.
Let's do an environment instead.
Oh, I like that better.
Let's see. Construction site in a deserted cafe after closing time. Middle of a forest.
Oh, wait.
I'm giving you options.
Oh, okay.
Call the police, but I didn't have access to a phone. Why are you back here?
Well, I...
Did you walk through the whole house to find me just now?
I actually just keep some of my weed behind the couch. I was just going to smoke a tad.
I think that... this is, you know, I will say this is nice. We don't get a chance to catch up like this anymore.
We really don't.
I feel like ever since you went away to UMass Amherst, we really have lost our brother-sister connection.
And it's hard, I feel like, because like I'm on the screen all the time. It's like you're on your phone, I'm on my phone, I'm on the TV. It's like one screen to another. We never just sit and talk really. And really talk.
Did you dye your hair? I don't even think I noticed that
I
you dyed
did.
Your hair.
It's darker.
I like
Thank
it.
Thank you. You know, my ex, Brandon, was kind of like...
Ex? Wait, did you and Brandon break
up? Oh my God, we broke up.
What happened there? Last I heard, I was... Because I've just been so busy with planning senior prom and everything.
I know. How's that going?
Good.
Under the I've sea, gotten, it is?
Under the sea, yeah. It's under the sea themed. I do think I'm going to secure homecoming king.
That's a big honor. That's something that you carry forever. You really do.
And I'm going as Ariel.
From The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I'm going to make a statement.
Iconic. Are you going pre-legs or post?
I think pre.
I like and then that. When it's a mermaid dress type thing.
When they announce that I've won, I'm going to be carried in like a mermaid.
Oh my God, I love that.
So, sorry. I didn't mean to. Shh. I think they're in the... Yeah, I can hear them taking all of Mom's jewelry.
Oh, God.
I hope they take the puka shell.
Me too. It's so hideous, right?
I hate that. I hate Mom.
This is like, it's like, my friends are always like, you guys are like so Schitt's Creek. And I'm like, don't say that. And I don't like that show even, or like what it represents.
Yeah, we're Schitt's Creek before, only in the pilot.
Only in the pilot, but it feels like the pilot's happening just with like the robbery.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that.
I don't know. That's how I feel in this moment. Obviously, I know that we can rebuild and I don't want to like ask the robbers to stop or even get involved in case it gets physical in any way.
Well, that, I mean, you're single.
That's true. And I will tell you, I do like a robber porn.
Oh, king.
There's something
same.
Really hot to me about in the, like, I think that, you know, fear and passion are like kind of...
It's a fine line.
Such a fine line. So there's that moment where I'd be so scared and maybe also turned on.
It's like fucking someone you hate.
It's a lot like hate fucking. And so it's something that I've dabbled in. I've thought about it. It's like if I'm going to be robbed, I want to be fucked too. Do you know what I mean? Take everything I have, but also take my body in a nice, loving way. Obviously,
which maybe they're just stealing for, you know, maybe they're good
college,
good people. Yeah. They've loved, mom and dad suck. They, you know, how much have they stolen metaphorically from the taxpayer?
Exactly. And like, God, I'm being so vulnerable with you right now. I feel like we haven't.
It's almost like we're strangers.
I know. It
like.
Does feel like we're strangers. And I know we don't have like a normal sibling relationship that obviously mom and dad have been so open about their sexual life that it doesn't feel weird to tell you that.
No, I jerk off to robberies also.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, I even kind of want to push you further and say what else kind of ticks. What ticks your clock? You know what I mean?
Garbage men.
Interesting.
Collecting the garbage.
And then you as well.
And then I've drunkenly passed out in the garbage can.
Okay, I kind of love that.
And then I wake up whilst in the throes of the garbage, and I'm screaming for help, and they hear it, and the hot garbage man hears it while he's driving. He pulls over, or he's the one riding on the back. He jumps into the dumpster with me to find me,
you.
And then we engage in passionate love on the garbage.
I kind of love that because, like, I mean, as much as I'm obviously sex positive, there's still that backstory in my mind, which is like when I have sex, I'm a whore and a slut and a piece of garbage. That there's such a nice marriage to that.
And I only want to be called that during.
Yeah, exactly. Afterwards, like, it really is a no go.
Mm-hmm. What else gets you going?
Okay, so another little secret thing for mine. So you know how I love real estate? Always have, always will. Yeah. I'm just a huge kind of like, I love the idea of like architecture. I love, yeah. So I love the idea of going to an open house perhaps, okay? Ooh, I get there and I'm late. So they're closing up. And the realtor is this hunk of a man. Mm. And I say to him, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, is it possible to still see the house? And we go on what's a slow, very, very, very sexual tension tour till we end in the bedroom. And I say, gosh.
Maybe you're having a martini because he's closing up shop. He says, I'm having a martini. Would you like one while we tour?
Exactly. And it's like, I'm single and I'm telling him this is going to be my bachelorette pad, you know, and that I need to make sure that I would feel comfortable even being sexual, naked, intimate in this room that he and I then engage as a test metaphor for if I could.
That's a hot one.
It's very hot. Thank you. Take me on another journey for you if you could.
Yeah, totally. I also have a fantasy of, have you seen Blackfish?
I have.
So remember when mom and dad took us to SeaWorld back when we were young?
Yeah, to see Shamu.
And then I saw Blackfish. Yeah. And there's something I've always wanted to hate fuck the trainers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very fun.
And maybe we're fucking like next to the whale tank, you know?
Yeah. And sort of.
And maybe when we're done fucking, I roll over into the water and the whale guides me back to the other side.
I love that.
Before drowning the person I just had sex
Absolutely.
With.
I remember when it was like a slow lesson, pulled to the bottom of the pool and then let up. That was the most eerie thing I thought.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what really got me hard.
I love that. I, as you know, am such an advocate for dolphins. And it hurts my heart every time to know that when dolphins have sex, it is a rape and that it is normally multiple men. So my fantasy with dolphins,
it's always
a rape.
Two boys.
So my fantasy, which, and this one comes from anger and I'm still working through it, but I want to sort of pin up every male dolphin around the tank. And I would go down and go under and just really kind of slap and abuse them both verbally and physically and kind of show them a lesson. I'd have the female dolphins then join me in that ritual. It wouldn't be as much like a sexual act as more like just power and abuse. And you know, abuse in that way where it's justice is a turn on for me.
So you... One of your turn-ons is emotionally and physically abusing male dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. And I do, no judgment, please.
Do you remember the Unabomber?
I do.
One of my fantasies is sort of, maybe not the Unabomber per se, because he is in prison, but remember how they found him in that little shack in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, of course.
My fantasy is sort of, I'm wandering, I'm lost in the woods. I stumble upon this little shack.
And I have to ask, I really do, because I always like, what are you wearing in that moment? Like, are you barefoot? Like, what, how are we entering the scene? That's so important.
I think that when I entered the woods, I was in a very stylish hiking outfit.
Yes.
But at this point, it's bare bones.
And it's like tattered.
Tears. Scruff. Ooh. My hair is a little bushy.
Yeah.
And I find it and I'm thinking, I just want some water. Absolutely. And I walk in and he's not a Unabomber in that he's killing a lot of people.
Okay.
He's more just planning things.
Okay.
And I go, what's going on in
here?
Yeah,
I like that.
And he hasn't talked to anyone in a long time.
Oh my gosh.
He just needs love. He needs a hug.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
And so then I convince him that, and he's like, I've never really had a hug. So then I hug him, and then he's like, you know, one thing leads to another. And then when the FBI is busting down the doors to get him, I slip out through a crack in the wall.
That's sexy kind of, will I get caught, won't I get caught type moment.
100%,
and also, 100%. I guess, like, you know, do we love the villain? Do we hate the villain?
the villains need love too.
Right. Yeah. And that it's rewriting, I guess, a story that we all know ended poorly.
Yeah, true. And the Unabomber famously was caught because of his brother. His brother turned him into the police. Do you have anything else that gets you really going?
That gets me going. So do you remember 9/11?
No.
Okay, Cassine.
If we were on stage for that, it would have done very well.
It would have been a mono scene. I would have never cut it.
No, but it would have, if it ended there,
yeah,
it would have been tens across the board.
Tens across the board. And then honestly, if we could third beat, it would just be one of those fantasies. You know what I mean?
Or that is the whole third beat. Do you remember 9/11?
Oh, it's very, love that. And that's it. Never forget, you know?
Should we do one more?
One more.
Let's do, all right, we can do a line also.
Okay. Let's do a line of Coke. I kid.
Stop fiddling with it. It'll come off.
Ugh. Well, I mean, I'm just exploring.
Well, I did your beautiful makeup for a reason. And if you keep fucking touching it, it's going to come off. You're not going to do well. You're going to ruin the whole date.
Okay, well, these fake eyelashes are they're heavy. I'm having trouble kind of just opening my eye fully.
Oh, my God. Sweetheart, if I could go back in time and have my first date with your father all over again.
Okay, but we don't know that this guy is going to be great.
What do you... I know his mother.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what?
You're saying that your mother's not a good judge of character?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when I think about Dad, I think about how I want to marry someone a little different than that. So, like, we have different...
Well, your father has changed, Mary Beth. For your information, he was a very fun and exciting guy when we met. Having kids will damper that down.
Okay, that's very depressing, as well as the fact then I'm like, well, how do I know this guy isn't going to change then?
He will change. You're only 17.
Well, then why am I even wasting my time?
Because you'll change as well.
Oh, okay.
You understand how that works?
Can I ask you a question, Mom?
What?
Are you happy?
What?
I said, are you happy?
Who cares about my happiness? My happiness has nothing to do with anything.
Well, I'm curious.
As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Don't do that. Don't put it on me.
Listen, what are you want an honest answer?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't been happy since 2004.
Wow.
And before that, since 1997.
The big gap.
2004, I went to a very nice restaurant and I had a happy moment. And that was the first one in years.
Oh, I thought because I was born in 2004. I thought for sure.
Oh, that as well.
Well, I mean, don't say it because you feel obligated. It's just, I thought.
I'm happy about you. You're the best little mistake I ever had. Are you happy?
I'm 17. I feel like that's...
Who cares?
Well, are people happy in high school? Because I am... I'm struggle city over here.
Yeah. No, I don't think they are.
I'm not happy. I mean, I guess I don't know what happiness is. And according to social media, I think it's just dancing on TikTok. But I don't think that's going to make me necessarily feel
happy.
Happy.
Yeah. No, I will say this. It gets better a little.
But it sounds like it doesn't for you.
Well, I still have little things that bring me joy. I'll have a Hershey kiss every night at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I love a Hershey kiss.
I will go on my walks.
You love wine.
I love wine. I love the baths.
You love a good bath. That's true.
I like the moments when my sleeping pill is first engaging.
That's fun. That's fun to be a little doozy.
And there's a moment when I wake up and I hear the birds chirping.
Wow.
And I feel at peace and blissful right until I open my eyes. And then and then I see your father there snoring brutally with his fucking nasty gut hanging all over my pants.
And the Snoralizer machine or whatever it is that he has to wear makes
the
him...
Snorlax 3004.
Yeah, it makes him look bug-like. I mean, I've only woken him up one time in the middle of the night when I was having that panic attack, and he looked so scary. It kind of doubled down for me, yeah. And I went right into.
How do you
right
think
into
I feel?
It. I don't know. That's my thing. Mom, I don't know if you're happy.
Who's no one's happy? That's the secret to life.
Is it?
Nobody is happy. You know who might be happy? Your Aunt Connie.
She seems like really, really fun.
Yeah, well, that's because she's on fucking however many milligrams of benzos every day. She's, listen, I'm jealous of it.
I'm jealous of it too, I guess.
She's happy, she's healthy, she's medicated, and her husband's dead. What else could bring you joy?
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why when people are older, they look at younger people and they're like, gosh, you've got such fun ahead. But then it's like, it's not that fun ahead.
I've never said that to you.
Well, I know, but I, you know, just other people will be like, high school, you've got your whole lives ahead of you. College, it's the best years of your life. And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, those people... Yeah. Sweetie, are stupid.
Stupid
is the thing. They don't expect anything of life. They don't want anything of life. It's good for them.
Yeah, it works for them.
Yeah. So, anyway, your date's going to be here pretty soon. Do you know how to use condoms?
I don't see myself going in that direction tonight.
Good for you. I was always a put out, night one put out. They used to call me Same Night Shirley.
Wow. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just...
It was fun.
Okay. I mean, maybe I'll do it if I want to have... I guess if I want to have sex, I'll do it, but...
Yeah. Well, we're all going to die anyway. That's what's important to remember.
Thank you for that.
Of course, sweetie. Did you want me to brush your hair?
That's okay. I think it's good the way it is.
All right. Well, mommy's going to take her pills, okay?
All right. I'll see you in 2 days.
Okay. See you in 2 to 4. And scene.
Wow.
Wow. All right, guys.
That was real.
That was... I think some people are happy.
I know. Oh, I'm kidding. Of course. I feel very happy right now. But I think about myself in high school, and that was not a happy lass.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
It was really bad.
It was bad in high school. It was hard. And college, I remember everyone being like...
Also bad.
Yeah, and they'd be like, these are the best years of your life. And I'd be like, if that's true, what?
Yeah. I was in the closet until I was 22. So, like, especially in college, I was like, if this is what life is, I don't want to live it.
Yeah, this doesn't feel good. And that's what's cool is when you're constantly telling yourself, actually, my life is going to continue to get better.
Yeah.
Like, look, think about if 17-year-old Chris could see you now.
He would say, stop wearing that shirt.
I guess you can have it all. Wait, you don't like that shirt?
No, I do like it. It's my dad's.
Oh, that's fun.
It'd be funny that if I was wearing it.
It would be funny. Young you would laugh really hard at that.
I think 17-year-old me would be way too nervous to be around current me, if that makes sense.
Aw, I think you'd make him feel good.
Maybe, but I think me back then would be, like, terrified.
Yeah, sure.
I was also terrified to be around anyone that was gay because I was in the closet and I was like, they're going to know.
Well, you would know.
I would know.
You'd be like...
I'd be like, your secret's not safe.
It's going to get out, but when
everyone
it does...
Everyone knows already. You're fooling... Oh, but anyway, all right, guys. So again, if you want to see this video or if you want to watch us get high and do a Hallmark, go to patreon.com/ middle children. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.